Paul had someone he was mentoring, Timothy, and he's writing this letter to Timothy. We can find it in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and he says this. He says, "Timothy, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well." You moms, you have an impact. You have an impact. And we just thank you. So we pray that you would be honored today, but we pray that Jesus would be high and lifted up. Yes?
Yes.
So let's invite him. Father, we love you. We love our moms. We thank you, God, for sharing them with us, for the sacrifice that they make for us. Would you bless our time together? Would each mom that's represented here, would you, Father, encourage them, bless them? Jesus, you are the name that is above every name, so we lift you up. We pray that your spirit would be in this place and that you would impact us this day. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, welcome to our live stream worshipers. Rise if you are able. Let's worship together.
I
if Jamie would come forward.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day, y'all. My name is Jamie Adams, and I have the privilege of directing our Mother's Day Out program here at the church. I've been in that role for 5 years now. This is Miss Cindy Edick, who leads our pre-K class, and Miss Kendra Lee leads our toddler class. And if you're not familiar with our program, we are a Tuesday-Thursday program that runs throughout the school year. We open our doors to the community, and we serve right around 40 families that come here to where the kids can learn and get ready, prepare for kindergarten, but also we get to share Jesus with them. My testimony is tied to this program. Two of my kids were here about 11 years ago, and my son was learning scripture in Miss Cindy's class, and just the power and God's word, he came home reciting that, and I actually came to know the Lord through that. I believe very strongly in the power of God's word, and I am just excited to have this privilege to share it with these wonderful ladies and these kids. And so I thought, what better way to share that with y'all than to bring some of our kids here today to share that with you. This year we have been trusting Jesus in a wild world. And we've learned that when we need hope and when we need help, things like that, that we can trust Jesus. And so today I have with me this morning, do you want to say your name on the microphone? What's your name? This is Miss Parker Moronsky. Do you want to say your name?
Luciana.
Luciana.
Jackson.
And Jackson. Jackson and Luciana are in Miss Cindy's pre-K class, and Miss Parker is in our three-year-old class. Jackson and Luciana, actually this year, they've learned their alphabet, and with every letter of the alphabet, they have learned a scripture memory verse, which is really awesome. But today, we're going to share with you, we actually learned Psalm 23 in chapel this year, and that's something that all the kids from our one-year-olds up through pre-K have learned, so we're going to share that with you real quick.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He heals my soul. He leads me beside a righteousness for his name's sake. No, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. Prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Boys and girls, that was awesome. So if you would just pray for us and pray for these kids and these families that we get to reach out to, and just for the power in that word that they take this home, and it moves in their families as well.
We before I pray over the children, I gave this opportunity to the early service. If there's some adults that can come forward and we recite those scriptures. In the early service, we had a couple of the older kids that did the alphabet. 26. I knew it was in the 20s. 26 scriptures, and they recited them one by one. And these little guys are awesome. So we appreciate them so much. I want to invite, if you're any other teachers and parents of our children, we'll just invite you to come up. You don't have to, but we invite you to come up as I pray. We want to pray a prayer of blessing over you and your children. Thank you for sharing your kids with us. We love them so much. Okay, let's pray. Father, I'm reminded that the children, as I said in the early service and as I prayed, the children are not attracted to fuddy-duddies. They were attracted to you, Jesus. And they wanted to crawl up in your lap, and they wanted to listen to you and be with you. And the disciples thought you were too important for that, and they were trying to scurry them away. And Jesus, you said, no, no, let the little children come to me. That's your heart. And we love that about you, Jesus. So I pray supernatural blessing on these children, on these servants that teach and work with these children, on each of these families, God. We pray blessings on them, that you would just abundantly pour out your spirit on them. Lord, thank you again for sharing them with us, the privilege that we have to sow in the Word of God, to sow that into their hearts and their minds. Lord, we just love you and we praise you and bless these families and these servants. In Jesus' name, amen. And also want to invite any of the children that want to go to Children's Church to meet Miss Teresa over here.
Good morning, church family, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Oh. Whew, I thought I was going to have to help get them out of the room. If you are able, let's stand together and recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. That creed is, 1700 years old, and it's amazing how those truths still resonate in our day as well. A couple of things coming up on the calendar. If you're newer to our fellowship and want to know more about Wiley Methodist Church, you can meet with our pastor next Sunday morning from 9 to 10:30 in the church office. And if you're not familiar with that location, it is front part of our building. When you come up the main steps, just immediately to your right, just enter in there and you can find out more about who we are and in our ministries and our theological stances. And so our pastor would love to meet with you. And then Vacation Bible School is about 5 weeks out. Anybody been on the second floor this morning and walked through the rainforest up there? Amazing what these ladies have been doing to try to decorate for that. But anyway, we've got like 121 kids that have registered, and there's still room for lots of kiddos, and about 45 people have signed up to serve, and typically that takes about 100 or 110 to make that happen. So if you want to sign up to serve, if you're able to do that, you can do that through the app, through our website. I think there's this QR code on your insert in your bulletin. You can scan that and get connected there. Well, again, moms, happy Mother's Day. And on behalf of you and to honor you, we're making a donation to Pregnancy Resources. And just a great ministry. They lead young moms well. And vital ministry to our community and beyond, and a vital ministry to the kingdom. So again, we're making a donation to Pregnancy Resources on your behalf. You know, I was thinking about motherhood, and you know, motherhood was not Eve's idea. God created Adam and Eve, and Eve didn't just decide, hey, I think I'll be a mom. You know, Scripture says that we are all created in God's image, male and female. He created them. And so we see, my take on that is we see an expression of God through man, and we see a different expression of God through women. And part of the God's expression through women is motherhood. Now, I'm not saying God is a woman. Please don't misunderstand me. I mean, Jesus said when we pray to him, pray our Father in heaven. But still, it just makes sense. If we're created in his image, then we see that expression through male and female. And so it's God's heart for motherhood to be part of his creation. And I know this morning we have moms, grandmothers, great-grandmothers in the room. Just kind of wave at us if you fall in that category. Yeah, about five of you. Any more? Surely there's got to be more than that. And so God's instilled with you when he created you motherhood, but also I believe that for all ladies in a sense, that that part of his creative ability is expressed through you as well. So they may be here, some of you here this morning, that you're not really a traditional mom, but you have mothered people through the years. And I just want to tell you this morning, if that's you, that God sees you. And he's proud of you. I can't speak for the Lord. This isn't one of those thus saith the Lord moments, but I believe he's proud of you. And don't grow weary in doing good. So this morning, I just want to pray a prayer of blessing over moms in the room, traditional, non-traditional, spiritual mothers. And if you're here with your mom, your grandmother, great-grandmother, can you just kind of reach over and grab their hand and just kind of wrap them up? And husbands and wives, husband, grab your wife's hand. And I just want to pray a prayer blessing over you this morning. So, Father, we just thank you for the gift of motherhood. I just thank you for my little mom that's with you, and all the years that she did her best for me and my two brothers. Very patient with us. What a precious gift that was to the Krim boys. And I just thank you for her. And I know she's with you, Lord. Just tell her I love her. And Father, there may be some this morning whose moms have passed on. They've gone to be with you. And I pray for comfort this day. It may be a bittersweet day for some. I pray for peace and comfort. Also, there may be some moms here within the sound of my voice, either in the room or online, that they've lost children way too young. And so, Lord, I just pray a special prayer of blessing over those moms today. And Lord, I do pray for those grandmothers, those great-grandmothers, as they continue to mother their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. My goodness, this generation has lots of challenges. And so, Lord, just give them wisdom as they speak into their lives. Lord, I lift up those mothers who are mothers of teenagers. What a trying time this is for some. And so, Lord, I pray as they struggle with the tension of how much do I hold on, how much do I let go. I pray that you give them wisdom as well. And Lord, if there's chaos in a home because of that tension, Lord, I just pray for peace to rest and settle on those homes, in those families. I pray against what the enemy would try to do to disrupt and divide the unity inside those homes. Lord, I lift up those mothers of preteens and below elementary age and preschool age. Lord, I just pray blessings on them if, gosh, they're just running themselves ragged. And, Lord, I know that there's lots of stuff going on. Would you just give them patience? Would you just give them peace? Would you give them strength? And, Lord, as they lay their heads down at night, God, I just pray for supernatural rest for them to where they're refreshed for the next day. And, Lord, just bless them for pouring their lives out for their children. Lord, I don't know if we have any expectant mothers here this morning, but I pray that you bless what you're knitting together in that womb. Just a perfect creation of yours. Father, you're weaving the DNA and all the joints and marrow and all that, God. You're just, God, just bless that pregnancy. Lord, I pray for those that might serve as spiritual mothers to some. I just thank you for my spiritual mom in this house. She knows who she is. She irritates me sometimes because she chastises me, but I need it. I thank you for that. Pray blessing on the spiritual mothers. And Lord, for those non-traditional moms who pour into people's lives outside of the family, Lord, I just pray, God, that you bless them supernaturally. And Lord, I pray for those single moms that might be here this morning. Lord, I pray a double portion of strength for them who's pulling double duty as a father and a mom. Lord, would you bless them this day? Would you bless them? Oh, Lord, you're so good and kind. I thank you for this day, just the day we can stop and celebrate and reflect. I pray for every family in the room. I pray that this is really a good day for everybody as they spend time together as a family. And Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to pray, and we pray the prayer you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Amen. Thank you again, church, so much for your financial faithfulness. As always, the giving options are on the screen. You can give electronically. The offering boxes are by the doors. If you need prayer this morning, please don't hesitate to fill out a prayer request card. You can drop those in the offering boxes as well. Also, we'll have people available for prayer after the service. I encourage you to take advantage of that. So I'm going to invite you to stand as we continue to celebrate the goodness of the Lord.
Ooh.
Welcome again. Glad you are with us this Mother's Day. Thanks again, moms, for all that you do. If you're our guest this morning, we are thrilled you're here. We hope you feel the love of Christ in this place. Hope you feel the Holy Spirit. There's a card in the seat pocket in front of you with a blue stripe. It says guest registration. Would love for you to fill that out and would love to know that you're here. I'll be at this end of the foyer and have a free gift for our guests. Would love to meet you. Billy, I know this is your story to tell, but you should never have told it to me. You were talking, praying about your sweet mama. Now, if y'all didn't know Billy's mom, she stood about 5 foot tall. Did she clear 5 foot? Maybe. And Billy, what were you like? About 18 when this happened? Don't lie, you're in church. He was young. Well, back in our day, it was customary to give birthday spanking. I don't know if they do that anymore, but you used to. But Billy's mom said, it's your birthday. It's about time I give you your spanking. And he said, I'm too old for that. You can't do that anymore. And about a minute later, she had him pinned to the living room floor. He got rug burn all on the back of his head and everything. It was ugly. I'm sorry. How old again were you? 18? Yeah. Anyway, so I was thinking about, you know, moms and just what you ladies put up with. It's amazing that you survive us. Billy's had three boys in his family. I had two boys, and our mamas survived it. And I ran across this short little video that kind of captures what moms might go through. Go ahead, show
Mom,
that.
Mom, Mom, Mommy, 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 Mama, 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 Ma, 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 Mom, 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 Mommy, Mommy, Mama. Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
You poor moms. So, they just want attention. So now my wife is still a mom, but our girls are grown. But now we have grandkids, and her grandma name is Noni. And so when the grandkids are over the house, I hear this, Noni, 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 Noni. Forever. You moms, we love you. Thank you for all you do for us. Luke chapter 1 is where we are today. Luke chapter 1. This is normally read a lot during the Advent season, this passage, but I think it has something for us today as we talk about moms. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, the town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, which was prophesied. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's important. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" So Mary hadn't shared anything with Elizabeth. She walks into the room, and immediately Elizabeth's child recognized who she was giving birth to, as well as Elizabeth. Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all the generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Let's pray. Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you speak? Holy Spirit, would you speak in power and authority? Transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So today's message is thank God for moms. Now, men, you can listen in. You might learn something too. There might be something God would speak to you as well. Thank God for moms. So I was thinking about, I ran across this job description for moms if you were to apply, and here's what it might say: must be available 24/7, no salary, requires cooking, cleaning, counseling, nursing, teaching, and conflict resolution, must function on little sleep, and the people you serve will occasionally scream at you for no reason. Any moms relating to that? And somehow, even with that job description that doesn't sound all that pleasant, applications are always full to be a mom. Isn't that amazing? But I believe that's because motherhood is it's not just a job, it's a calling, it's a blessing. If you look at God's Ten Commandments He gave us, if you want to know where the Ten Commandments are, do this right here. It was in the fifth book, in the fifth chapter of the fifth book, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 5 is the fifth commandment is the only commandment with a promise. All the others are do this and don't do this, but this commandment, the fifth commandment, has a promise. Listen, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God has given you. So there's this promise. First of all, there's this command to honor our father and mother. And notice it doesn't say honor your father and mother if they're honorable. It's honor them. Even it doesn't mean that if you didn't have a good experience with a mom or a dad, it doesn't mean that you allow abuse or negligence or any of those kinds of things. But even in the midst of that, the commandment is to honor our father and mother, and the promise is that we may live long and that it may go well with us. So, as we talk about moms, there's dozens of examples in God's Word about faithful moms, and I picked today Mary to look at and look at how she responded to this life-changing event in her life. So let's dive into this. First of all, God loves moms who rejoice in Him. When the angel appeared to Mary, she was a young girl. She had done nothing. She had done nothing in that moment, but yet the angel greeted her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And then Mary's kind of taken back, and he said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." What had Mary done to find favor with God? She hadn't done anything. I believe it was the heart that she had for God that caused her to have favor. And then Mary's response is, my soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Now, that's going to take us into a place, I know it may be a little uncomfortable depending on how you were raised. If you were raised in a church that taught some things that I'm going to dispute today, that I believe are not biblical. But Mary says, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. What? Mary needed saving? I thought salvation was for sinners. Some people, you may have been taught that Mary was without sin. It's not biblical. It's not biblical. She's rejoicing in God, my Savior. Mary knew she needed salvation. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. So Mary wasn't rich. She wasn't well known. She wasn't perfect. And she wasn't without sin. But what did Mary have that God found favorable? Mary loved God. Mary loved God. She was blessed and highly favored. She wasn't perfect. And again, I know that this could be stepping on some toes of what you may have been taught, depending on how you were brought up. But she was to be called blessed by all generations. She was not a perpetual virgin. She was not without sin. I want to dive into this just a little hair deeper. I was kind of thinking about this and praying into this week. Jesus, we don't fully comprehend this, but Jesus was completely God, but he was also completely man. Okay? If he didn't have the humanity side of who he is, he wouldn't have had, stay with me, he wouldn't have had the capacity to sin. If he didn't have the capacity, he didn't sin, but he had the capacity to sin. Do you think the devil would have been wasting time on Jesus if he didn't think it might work? Jesus overcame the temptation of sin because you and I can't. Is this on? If Jesus wasn't fully man and fully God, if he wasn't fully man, he wouldn't have even had the capacity to sin. Therefore, he withstood against the sin on our behalf. That's important. We'll see more about that in just a moment. The capacity to sin that Jesus had, here it is, came from Mary through the lineage of people, flesh and blood people. We're all sinners. Mary's, even though she's all generations will call her blessed, she was a sinner just like you and I. And it was that DNA, if you will, in Jesus that even gave him the capacity to sin. But it was also, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, which meant he had the authority to overcome sin for our sake. Shake your head if you're following me. It's important. God loves moms who love him. He loved Mary. Secondly, God loves moms who are surrendered to his plan. I love, this is my favorite quote from Mary. In verse 38, it says, I'm the Lord. The angel told her what's getting ready to happen. She knew that was going to be life-changing for her. I'm the Lord's servant, she says. May it be to me as you've said. She surrendered to God's plan, even though she knew this isn't going to be easy. Mary's life was interrupted by God's plan for her life. It wasn't easy. It wasn't convenient. She faced, must have faced confusion and risk and shame. How would you like to go back and explain all that to not only Joseph, but mom and dad and the community? I promise. It was the Holy Spirit. But even in the midst of that, she responded by surrendering to God's plan. This isn't, Mary, I can just see her, this isn't what I had planned. Joseph and I were going to be married, and we were going to raise little ones and live happily ever after. And yet God threw a wrench in the plans, and Mary surrendered to that plan. How about us? You know, when God throws a wrench in our plans, are we surrendered to what He would have for us? Do we trust Him enough? Which leads me to the third point. God loves moms who trust Him through trials. Now this takes us to the cross. So Mary, how'd you like to have been one of Jesus' siblings? And Mary, how come you can't be more like your brother Jesus? That would be brutal, wouldn't it? Mary knew who Jesus was. And in fact, when he was a little boy, they took him to the temple, and Simeon, right, Billy? We talked about this. Simeon was an older gentleman, and he had been promised by God that he would see the Savior before God took him home. He meets up with Jesus, and he says, "My eyes have seen your salvation, Lord." And he praised the Lord, and he also said to Mary, "But a sword will pierce your soul." He was prophesying, this is going to be brutal. Something's going to happen here. This is going to really put a sword right through your heart. We flash forward to the cross. John 19, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. I want you to think about that for a second. This is can you imagine this is that Jesus had his diapers changed as a little baby? He was flesh and blood. This is his mom, changed his diapers. Stood at the cross with his near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Now it's very interesting how Jesus, first of all, just the courage it took for Mary to be there. All the disciples except John had scattered. And Mary's at the foot of the cross. And here's how Jesus, hanging on the cross, looking down at his mother, he says he saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved, which is John. I love that. I love the way John refers to himself. It's not an arrogant thing, the disciple who Jesus loved. It is a statement that says, I know how Jesus feels about me. Each one of us, we're the disciple who Jesus loved too. Did you know that? The disciple whom Jesus loved was standing nearby, and he said, Jesus said to his mother, "Dear woman, here's your son." To the disciple, he said, "Here's your mother." Now, we think about, I've always thought about that in the earthly sense, that this was a man, Jesus, that had a heart for his mother, wanted to care for her as her son. And that's true. But there's more. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us, hanging on the cross. So not only is it the cry of a son to, hey, would you please take care of my mom? It's the cry of God that cared about Mary, cared about this mom. God himself. Here's your son. Dear woman, here's your mother, disciple. Mary stayed when others fled. She endured the hardship with unwavering faith. And I know many of you, and Billy prayed into this, I know many of you, you could have wayward children that aren't speaking to you, that maybe are making bad decisions in their life. Maybe you haven't spoken to them in years. You could have lost children to death. You may have great relationships with your children. God cares. He sees you. He hears you. I love this Jesus when with Mary and Martha. I mean, he weeps with us. Don't you love that? Don't you love having a God that weeps with us? Even though he sees the grander, the bigger scale, he weeps with us. He looks down as God himself. Hey, John, please take care of her. Mary didn't have all the answers. She wasn't perfect, but she had faith. She had faith. And God used her. We're still talking about her 2,000 years later. All generations will call her blessed. God isn't looking for perfect mothers, but he's looking for faithful ones. You know, Cheryl and I were talking this week. A year and a half ago, I did a funeral. Didn't go to my church, but I did a funeral for a friend of mine that I grew up with in junior high and high school, and even after that, and we played a lot of sports together, and went to school together in Dallas, and just spent a lot of time with this guy, and he died very suddenly. And it was tough. It's the first person, kind of in a peer, friend and peer that I had done a funeral for, and during that service that I conducted, his son spoke as well. And one of the things his son said was, "I'm not a very religious person, but I've never wanted more to believe about heaven than I do today." And I shared with him, don't put your faith in religion. That's not the hope that we have. The hope that your daddy had and the hope that you have and I have is Jesus. And the greatest, I don't care how much money we have. I don't care how much popularity we have. I don't care how much success we have, accolades we have. When it comes right down to it, all we've got is Jesus. That's it. That's all we got. But everything else is fleeting. Everything else is sinking sand. The greatest, I believe this with all my heart, the greatest gift a godly mother or godly father can do is to place their own faith in Jesus and to share it with their children. That's the greatest gift you can give. I pray that's us. And it's never too late. If you bow your heads with me, praise team, come on back up. Jesus, thank you for your love as a son for your mother, but also as God himself for moms. If there's anyone this morning, certainly our mothers, if there's anyone that doesn't feel that, recognize that, how deeply you love them, would you convey that right now in the power of your Spirit? What a gift moms are. But the greatest gift that we can give is you, Jesus. We trust you. We surrender to you. We exalt you. You are the name above every name. We cry out to you to help us. I pray for those moms that have loss. I pray that you would draw near to them, as your word says, draw near to the brokenhearted, the God of all comfort and the Prince of Peace. Do what only you can do. We pray it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. If you'll rise if you're able as we close, the altar is always open. There'll be people to pray with you after the service. Don't leave this place if you don't know that Jesus that I'm speaking to you about.
You won't kick down by you.
you face things in this life. I pray that your response will be the same as Mary. I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. That's good news, church. Go and tell someone. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day, mothers. Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus Himself set the example for us by being baptized Himself, and He encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.